You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show
with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley.
Girls on the Big Blue Couch, oh yeah.
Welcome back to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show. We've got a great topic for you today, but first we kind of have a few things that we need to get off our chest, right?
Well, my sort of. Scarf, for one thing. Is that what you're talking about?
I wish people could see you today because your hair is fabulous.
Thanks. I keep getting compliments, but I feel like my hair looks like I stuck my finger in a socket this morning. But apparently that's a look that works for me, I guess, because people keep saying that.
It looks so nice, Rachel.
I'm also taking off all of my accessories because that's what I do.
Well, it gets hot in here, you know.
So, but what other stuff did we have to get off our chest?
Well, we have Nikki in the studio with us again.
Hello.
She is learning how to run the sound equipment. Rachel and I don't even have a clue how to turn it on, barely.
Which is why when somebody's not here to run it for us, we end up recording them on an iPad.
Yeah, we've problem solved. So Nikki is learning.
I got your back.
And she's already like cracking the whip on us.
She was. She told us what time it was and we better get this show on the road. So
keeping up with the program here.
Yes.
So today is February 16th, hypothetically. I mean, when people are listening. In our real world, it's not.
It's not.
Because we record these early. But what's happening at the end of the week? For real.
For real?
Real.
On Saturday, it's a very big day around here.
Real.
It's the Beautiful Wholeness Conference.
Woohoo! And we are so excited because we got word that one of our clients is flying here from where?
California.
We have people from California coming to Bismarck.
Like, bought herself a plane ticket and is coming. We are just,
that's super exciting.
We're so excited and thrilled. We just
kind of can't believe it.
Right. We've had people driving long distances to come to celebrate your marriage.
Yeah.
But we've never had anybody actually jump on a plane and come and see us. So we're
That is dedication.
It is.
It really is. And I can tell you from working with this client, she's very dedicated and really excited to keep growing. And so we're excited as a team to have her and everybody who's going to be there because tickets are selling.
They are.
And you can still get them till Friday.
Till Friday.
I think at noon, I think.
That's officially not available online anymore.
We will hopefully have a few spots available at the door, but we're not counting on that. So it'd be best to, like, you know, get your tickets ahead of time.
Right, so if there's tickets still available, people, kind of jump on it, please, because we cannot guarantee we'll have room that day.
Yes. And tell your friends. Bring your friends. Tell your friends to tell their friends.
And just tell everybody.
Tell everybody to get there. Where's it at, Rachel?
Oh, my gosh. You don't even have it written
down. I know. Testing your
knowledge. It is at the Ram Coda.
Good job.
Yay.
Not the Radisson.
No.
Which is where
I told all of the TV viewing audience of the North Dakota Today Show is at the Radisson. It's not, so I'm so sorry.
It's at the Ram Coda.
It's at the Ram Coda.
So we're excited. It's going to be awesome. We're just stoked.
I am really excited.
I am too.
Can you tell in my voice?
You look like you're not excited, like serious little Nelly over here. That's not your name. You're Nikki.
She's seriously trying to learn. So
she is. She's doing such a great job.
She's trying to watch Nate at the same time.
Yeah, I'm like, what's he doing over there?
Suggesting
things. I need to know this stuff.
He's not going to answer because he doesn't have a mic. But
one of these days, we got to have Nate on.
He doesn't want to.
No, he just shakes his head like that when we say stuff like this. So,
all right.
Yes.
So, what is our topic today?
Well, our topic today, the title of this episode is Perfectionism or Excellence.
Ooh.
So that's our title.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's our topic.
It is our topic.
And it kind of goes into something that I will be talking about at Beautiful Wholeness, about three mindsets that kill persistence and three secrets to persisting in the midst of chaos.
Right. So we're giving you a little inside scoop before you get there. So then you know that day going in already. Just a little bit more about the difference between perfectionism and excellence, because there really is a difference.
Yes.
It's not the same thing.
Exactly. So Rachel, what is the definition of perfectionism?
Okay, so this is straight up out of a reliable source called dictionary.com. And perfectionism is a personal standard, attitude, or philosophy that demands perfection and rejects anything less. This sounds terrible. Perfection equals the state or quality of being perfect, conforming absolutely to the description or definition of an ideal type. That just sounds awfully rigid.
I feel constricted just thinking.
Just listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. How about you, Nikki?
About what?
Like, how does that make you feel when you hear that definition?
Trying to be perfect? Yeah. It's just, it is kind of rigid. I feel like I have no, I can't expand. I feel like I'm,
yeah, you know? Exactly. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get real. How many of us here in this room have actually struggled with perfectionist tendencies?
Ooh, I am so guilty.
Me too.
I am guilty.
Bad. Actually, it's not as bad as it used to be, but I used to struggle with perfectionism quite a bit, and mine masked itself into something else, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, because perfectionism doesn't always look the same. It doesn't always look you have to have everything perfect. There's some different ways that perfection plays out, and I was a victim of perfectionist thinking for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. I think for both you and I, Rachel, when I think back to before we started this company, because this has forced us to grow leaps and bounds with some of our own issues.
And give up on the ideal of perfect.
Pretty much, yeah. There's no such thing. But I think back to like when we were coaching before and how if we didn't want to do something...
We just didn't.
We didn't. But instead, we would keep ourselves busy and redesign things in PicMonkey. Like, we turned to graphic design when we didn't want to deal. Why?
We avoided things where we would maybe have to grow or we'd have to give up our ideals of what we thought the perfect thing should look like. And so we just didn't do it.
I didn't even have avoidance on there, but that's a good one.
Oh, that's how my perfectionism comes out, is in avoidance most of the time.
Yeah, me too. Don't address it. Stuff it.
Right. Go work on something else.
Yeah.
Nobody will notice.
Or make it look like you're actually doing something, but you're really not.
Right. It's that ideal.
It is that ideal.
If you can't get to the ideal, that means I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take my ball and go home.
Exactly. Yeah. So before we get into the excellence portion of this topic today, I have been coming up with some content that we're going to be doing in the coaching program that we'll be launching next week to go with Beautiful Wholeness. And it's really dealing with, okay, what are the mindsets that kill persistence, which this is one of them. Perfectionism kills your ability to persist.
Right. It makes you want to stop.
It does, because
we're just talking about that.
Yes. Anytime you face an obstacle, it's not going to be perfect.
No.
Right.
So if you don't know how to let go of perfectionism, how are you going to...
Mm-hmm. You're not. You're going to find yourself circling around your obstacle over and over and over again instead of like climbing over it.
Yeah.
That's
circling
easier.
Around a pile of dishes in my kitchen. Right.
There you go. That's avoidance. There you go. Because it's not perfect. So, okay, I have written down a few dangers of perfectionism, and I've been going through this with several of my one-on-one clients, and we'll be working more on this whole concept in the Beautiful Wholeness Coaching Program, which we'll launch shortly. But the first one is that it leads to procrastination.
I never knew this. The first time I ever heard this was at the Danny Johnson Conference for Steps to Success. And it was when we were sitting around doing her GEMS training, and she's talking about the GEM that I was sitting in. And this is when she mentioned it, is that we have this tendency to procrastinate because we can't make it perfect. So let's just keep working on it and working on it and working on it. And we never either launch something or we never complete something. That was me. That's where I got stuck all the time. And for me, it ended up even just being a lot of schooling. I would start something in school and then I would quit and I'd start something else. And so I spent so much time and money just procrastinating from actually like doing what it was God had called me to do.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Nikki? How has procrastination showed up?
And lots of ways, like in school too, for me. I mean, I or even other projects that I've started, or it's like I know that I want to finish this, but it's like squirrel, you know,
right. Yeah.
Procrastinating. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds really interesting. So I have like all these other things that I have my hands in, but like following through with it is the thing, you know.
Another danger that I wrote, I've probably struggled with procrastination a lot, actually. But it's one of those things that it also sort of motivates me, because I don't get some of my, like, my most creative juices will flow the closer that a deadline gets.
Right, so, me too.
I'm the same way. Yeah. I do need a deadline, but procrastination is not really working with a deadline either.
Right.
It goes beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't even set a deadline.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I need a deadline and then I'll do it. If I don't have one, I'll procrastinate because it's like, well, this is due someday.
Right. Exactly.
Or you
usually
find somebody to enable you.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
Usually if I have a deadline, it might be still 24 hours before the deadline and I don't have the whole thing put together, but I know it will because I have that same tendency with something if I'm either writing or being creative. Sometimes I don't get the whole plan weeks in advance. Sometimes I have to, you know, sit in my mind and brew for a little while and think on it a little bit. But that's not where I used to find myself stuck in procrastination. And I think for me, for procrastination, it was more if it was an opportunity, which back then I didn't think it was an opportunity. But if there was a growth process that needed to happen, that's where I would procrastinate. Like if it was going to make me outside my comfort zone, I'm sorry, there's just no way I would have done that.
The whole process of change is just, it's like, ugh, I don't want to look at that.
Right.
I don't want to change. But it's like, you know that you have to go through those moments of being uncomfortable and just persevering and pushing through. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, you just know it's going to be so much better. But the process of going through that and working through it and fighting through the fear is what really kind of like shapes you.
Well, change is messy. There's there's nothing perfect about change.
Right.
And so if you can avoid that with procrastination, that's perfectionism.
Sometimes I do that where it's like I know that I need to address some sort of an issue in my life, but I also know that it's going to take a lot of energy and concentration to really get to the root of it.
Right.
And so I'm just kind of like, I put it off.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I can't put it off anymore. And now I've been like drinking 20 million Starbucks every week. And then it's like, oh, what am I trying to mask?
Right.
And it's usually an internal
issue.
Going out
to Taco Bell every day. What?
We have our own issues that we work on.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And, you know, like Nikki and I went to a Pio class the other day, Pilates yoga class, and that was the most intense thing I've done in a long time.
You were not procrastinating.
I did not, although I almost didn't go that morning. And then I thought, well, Nikki's going to be there.
Was the morning not perfect, so you didn't want to go?
I did my treatments while sleeping in bed that morning. That's how not perfect the morning was. And then once I got there, this is a whole other story, but the fact of the matter is I didn't procrastinate, and it wasn't perfect, but I worked through it, and I did it.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to move on, because we could make it. We probably should.
Have a whole show on procrastination.
Have a show on our experience.
At Pio?
At Pio. We could make a whole show out of that. And then Rachel could share her show of going to a class.
I've got horror stories
from
the
gym. Let's just say that the muscles...
This will be to be continued.
Yes. The girls on the Big Blue Couch have muscular soreness this week.
Trying to...
We've been waddling around
areas
like ducks.
I didn't know I had, but...
I know, real.
Pain.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, we're going to move on. So, okay, another danger of perfectionism is that it makes you obsessed with being the best.
Mm-hmm. Instead of doing your best.
Yes.
Which, hello, speaks right into what we're just talking about with exercise. Because yesterday, I tried a new class at a new gym.
I guess we're talking about it today.
Let's just do it. A part of my perfectionist tendency would have not even tried in the first place, knowing it was a step class, which means you need to learn some steps and be able to count the music and all do this all at the same time.
Oh, just cute.
And and it sounds really good in theory until I get in there. And then I realize that I, first of all, signed up for like the most intense class because it was one of those like burn 700 calories in 45 minutes types of classes. And I'm more like, let's do yoga and take naps. So
that is not what Pio is.
I
didn't know that.
I get in there and I'm like, okay, so I don't know what I'm doing. And it is full of women. I'm like, all these women know how to take the step class. And I'm like, they're going to watch me in the mirror. I'm going to look like a fool. And the instructor comes in and she's like, so who's new tonight? Like 75% of the women raise their hands. Like there's just one more confirmation. And I'm like, oh, I am in the right place. It's okay. And I survived the class. I did not leave. I have been known to leave an exercise class if I just thought it was too much. And I let
my
chatter.
Spinning class a couple years ago?
My spinning class, yes. But that's part of it. If you can't do it right, don't do it at all. And that was how I used to think all the time. If you can't be the best, then I wasn't going to do it.
Which is an important thing to know about any time you do any type of exercise. Even when you're making a mindset change, you're not going to do it right.
Right, or learning anything. This is why
the first time around.
This is why I don't play guitar, because I couldn't figure that out either, and because I could play piano and that always came easily, and the guitar clearly didn't. I gave up after like three lessons, because I'm like, fine, if I can't do this perfect, like I can play the piano, like, then I'm just not going
to
do
it
at all.
But it took you time to play the piano.
It did. But apparently I was only giving myself a week to learn how to play the guitar, and then I was done.
So when you are stuck in perfectionism, you are just obsessed with being the best. And that's not, okay, there's a difference between doing your best and being the best.
Absolutely.
Being the best is like, that can really bite you in the butt later on in life. Because now what do you do when you're not the best anymore?
Right. It's, when you get then up pride on those comes high in. Pedestals,
yeah,
it's a long way down.
Pride
when
comes
yeah.
before a fall.
When so, you fall off of it.
The thing with perfectionism is that it is an unrealistic goal, because nothing is ever perfect. Even when you hit that ideal of perfect, the very next day it could change and not be perfect anymore, because things are always growing.
Right. Right.
Always continuing. And I've heard two pastors talk about this. Our pastor at Evangel, Pastor Josh, and Pastor Stephen Furtick at Elevation have both been talking about this in the last couple weeks, about perfectionism versus excellence.
Right.
And the thing we want to do is really work towards having a spirit of excellence instead of perfectionism. Because excellence is the fact or state of excelling. And if you look up the word excellent, it means possessing an outstanding quality or superior merit, remarkably good. So we can all work towards being excellent. That doesn't mean we're the best, but it means we are getting excellent at our skill. We're going to put forth our best, which is a form of excellence.
Right, exactly. And I love just the words here that define this, because excelling to me is one of those words. It sounds like a verb. I'm not sure if it is, but it seems like it's an action word. Like, excelling means you're constantly moving forward, even if it's baby steps, even if it's take one step back, but you keep getting up and trying again. That's what excelling is. That is not what perfectionism
is. No, in fact, when I hear the word perfect or perfectionism, I feel like there's a brick wall. Like, you just stop.
Right. It's usually a really selfish thing, too, perfectionism is, because you insist everybody else around you has to meet your idea of what should be perfect.
Nikki has a thought.
She does.
Well, I've had struggles like with that, too, because I've always thought that it is your water. It's fine. This one's mine.
Oh, okay.
We share beverages here, apparently.
There are so many glasses on this table that I can't concentrate on which one is mine.
But no, I've learned actually in the past couple of years that it's progress, not perfection. Mm-hmm. You know, just those baby steps like you were saying, because I've always felt like I needed to have that instant gratification, that to see instant results, but I didn't want to do the work first.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just for example, like when I did my first semester of college a couple of years ago, and I went to my psychology class, and she gave us these worksheets, and we had to answer these questions. So I'm looking through these, and I'm like, I don't know any of the answers to these. I don't know any of the answers to these questions.
Was it your first day in class?
It was my first day. Okay. And I'm like, why do I not know this stuff? I should know this stuff. Because I had this mentality of I knew everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was a lesson for me to learn, that I am not going to get any results unless I do the work first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's no way that I'm perfect. It's through the progression that I find that excellence.
Because excellence motivates you to always do your best.
Right.
Absolutely.
Perfectionism, I don't think motivates really anybody.
I think it drains you before you even get started.
Yeah, and I think we can all think of people we've been around who have perfectionist tendencies too. And even when you have them, it's draining to be with somebody else who also has them and trying to live up to those ideals.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I've learned also too that I can practice the spirit of imperfection today, you know, that I don't have to be perfect, and knowing that I have like a lot of help and support and everything that I do. So
it's such a lonely path when you think that you have to do it all and be all.
Right.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, you don't need anybody else. I've
you
been
don't
there.
Need help. Yeah.
Right. Like, exactly. I got to do this all myself. And
no.
I can do it, so I'm going to, and I don't need you.
And it made me think of when you were talking about your class that you went to, and thinking that you're at this other class or something.
Right.
But it's like just the process of being vulnerable to take that step into your step class
and
follow through and not leave or quit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, because I think if I had read what was happening at the step class, I would mm-hmm. never have gotten in. Because to me, thinking that I'm going to burn that many calories is like not but something Rachel, I would want to do. But here's the epiphany I had when I got home that night, last night. I looked at my husband, Brandon, and I'm like, you know, my body can actually accomplish a lot more than I realize it can. And he's like, yeah, I've been saying that. I'm like, I can actually push myself to do some yeah. things and burn some calories. Yeah. He's like, yeah, you can. And I'm like, that was just such a big epiphany for me. I was like, I was totally fine with being mediocre at the gym. I'm like,
I really were.
I was. I didn't push myself at all. It was amazing to me. I did lose weight last year when I was working with you, probably because I was doing right. the food and all of that at yeah. the same time. But I was totally fine, you know, maybe mm-hmm. getting on a bike for 20 minutes, and that was
but
a workout.
But some people have to start there. Like, they have to start with
did.
That.
Right.
And then grow and then push themselves harder.
That but created the habit for me of exactly. even going, because it was hard for me to even wrap my mind around going. That was where all my excuses were. Well, what do I do with the kids? How do I get the schedule to work? So for me, that mm-hmm. helped me get past that. Right. And now I can be like, oh, look, my body can actually accomplish.
Plus, here's the really exciting thing. When you take a class and you're burning 700 calories, that oh means my gosh. You get to eat
I was
700
so
more
excited.
Because you're starving.
I was so excited. I was like, look at all the food I can eat. If I actually go to the step class once in a while,
no,
I can still eat all the food.
You have to eat the right kind of food. You can't fill
but
it up with
but sometimes when I don't eat the right food, I don't have to be like, oh, that was terrible. Now I have, because you don't burn much calories in 20 minutes on a bike.
No.
Not the way I go on no. bike. Like, some people, 20 minutes on a bike could See, burn that many, but not me.
Yeah. And I totally, you know, thinking about this whole concept of perfectionism versus excellence, I think my brain was trying to fight that at Pio on Saturday morning.
Okay.
Because, first of all, here's what I did. I had done a leg day at the gym by myself. So I did all these leg weights on mm-hmm. Thursday. Well, day two after I work out a set of muscles is always the day where I'm the most sore.
Sore.
Yes.
And I had no clue what I was getting into with Pio. I really seriously thought
See,
that it's going to be...
I thought
it was
going to
be really chill, relax.
I did too. Which I don't know why you know. I thought that, because I know who the instructor is and that just doesn't even fit.
No, nope.
But
nope.
I think every yoga class I've ever been to, it's been like a, oh, let's stretch. Well, we've been to
65 and above.
Yeah.
There wasn't any warm up or anything.
Oh, good, because like, I got there right on time and they had already started.
Pump it. Yeah. Pump it. Bam.
And I was just kind of like, oh my. So crazy. I'm in there and I have to be at the front of the class because there's no room.
That's what happens when you're late.
I was right on time, but I guess on time
she
is late.
She was right in front of me.
On time is late.
Yeah, I was right in front of Nikki and I didn't even know it. And so, okay, so my thought process during this whole thing was the first 15 minutes I'm trying to keep up with everything. Like keep up the pace, keep up the
right.
moves, and my legs are burning.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I'm trying to keep up with this, then she starts doing the modifications and I'm like, what a wuss am I? I got to do all the modifications. I've been working out with a trainer for over a year
right.
and I still have to do the modifications, but my legs were like, oh.
Do the modifications.
She did 1 million squats that day.
Oh, probably. And so my thought process was, I don't want to do the modifications because I
right.
should be better than this.
Yep. Right.
I can relate.
I should be able to do this perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
No. When your muscles are sore and you're trying to do a million squats,
you can't.
Not going
to
happen.
Or you didn't eat enough to like burn the, like, before you go.
You forgot to eat before
My
you
thought
got there.
Process
oh, you were getting faint
through
halfway
the
through
first class. 30 well, minutes was, oh, don't pass out. Don't puke. Don't pass out.
Well, when you told me to, like, what, have an egg and, like, an apple and then, like, or like, a shake
was
or something.
Was that not enough?
No.
Oh.
No.
I had a shake and
she
I drank it too.
She burned off that egg 10 minutes in
Seriously.
And she
well, I don't. I didn't want you to throw up.
I had an apple and I burnt off that apple by just watching that lady work out.
Pretty much. That's a real thought.
I have to laugh.
So,
I have to laugh that this is totally turning into the exercise
it is.
We're going to do later. But it's so,
so
true.
So we're not going to
we
do
had,
it later.
We had no idea that, you know, this last week we've been learning perfectionism
yes.
and excellence at the gym.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what the difference is. You know, it's really funny because when I got into the step class, thankfully that woman said right away, you're not going to be able to do it perfectly, so don't try. She goes, what would you, if you got on a treadmill, would you try to run for an entire hour?
Yes, I probably would,
well,
and then I would quit.
But, like, but I think I was 5 minutes into the step class when I realized there's no way I'm going to do this perfect at any point mm-hmm. in time because I just couldn't. Like, my brain had to think about the steps. If you've been in a step class, it's kind of like, you know, any other class that you do where there's music involved and you have to stay on time to the beat and all that. And the poor woman in front of me, bless her heart, because she goes every single week and she loves it, but she couldn't find a beat at any point in time. And she said that to me. She goes, it's okay, honey. I can't find the beat at all. And she clearly couldn't. And so I had a hard time because I was trying to watch, you know, you try to watch the other people in the room who know how to do right. it. And so I'm trying to watch her. And at the same time, I'm going, I can't watch her because she doesn't know what the beat is. But I didn't give up. And our instructor gave us an out, which I think is funny. She said, if we're 30 minutes in and you feel like it's too much, go ahead and leave. And I'm like, oh, okay. And we got 30 minutes in and I'm like, I think I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I think I can do it. I finished the whole class and I didn't leave, mostly because I'm like, I can't be the one who walks out. I'm like, Brandon's going to be like, really? Again, you walked out of another exercise class? So I didn't.
But
I pushed myself and I did it and it was good.
And you probably modified it a bit.
I modified it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Because you're supposed to move your arms at the same time you move your feet. That was
right.
clearly not happening for me.
So, okay. Aside from all of the talk about exercise and everything, I mean, this whole thought, this whole topic is applicable to any area of life where perfectionism shows up. So what are maybe one thing that each of us could say as a tip to somebody to take and use in their own life from this content? And I'm totally putting every one of us on the spot because this is not in our notes.
It is not in our notes. But
I think
okay.
the first thing that comes to mind for me in my experience is just to remember to take it easy on yourself and be mm-hmm. gentle with yourself and forgive yourself if you start to if you begin to notice that you're talking negatively. You know, just change the language inside mm-hmm. To I can do this. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do it perfectly, but at least I'm showing up for whatever mm-hmm. it is that I'm trying to accomplish. So just be gentle with yourself mm-hmm. and take it easy and work towards progress, not perfection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My tip would be to actually try some new things. I think perfectionism leaves you so much in a box mm-hmm. and you're too scared mm-hmm. to try anything because you might fail. And so it could be anything, whether it's maybe taking a class. Maybe you've always wanted to learn how to do ballroom dancing, or maybe you've always wanted to learn how to make jewelry, or it's a new class at the gym. Actually go. Because yeah. trust mm-hmm. me, I know what it's like to not want to go to anything because you think you're going to fail at it. Well, you might, but that's mm-hmm. okay. You know how much I've learned just by mm-hmm. trying new things? No, yeah. they don't haven't always worked out. But yeah, I think that'd be my mm-hmm. my tip is look for something. Grow somewhere. Learn something
yeah.
new.
Yeah.
I think my tip to close with would be to really listen to this podcast again and journal through where are the areas in your life where you do struggle with being a perfectionist mm-hmm. and how can you flip that to having a spirit of excellence instead? Because until we identify it, we don't even know what's there, so we can't
right.
fix it.
Right.
So take some time to really identify that and get really good at knowing mm-hmm. where your sticking points are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, what is it that causes you to work towards perfectionism
right.
and turn that over to excellence?
Right. And if you're not really sure, ask a trusted friend. Your friends are going to
yes.
know where your perfectionist tendencies
are. And if they're
are,
not going to tell you because they're not quite sure about these concepts themselves, come get a coach.
Yes. We'll help you.
We'll help you.
We'll help you.
So we just want to thank you for hanging out with us. We're so thankful for each and every one of you. It really is our honor to help you every week to overcome the obstacles in your life and to live a life of purpose and passion. So make sure to check out our website at bigbluecouchcoaching.com. We have lots of great free resources and information on upcoming coaching programs and events. And also join our community of overcomers on our Facebook page, because we have an amazing group of over 4,000 people mm-hmm. on our Facebook page. And you can find that at bigbluecouchcoaching.com. There's a little link there. And then if you're a Twitter person and you love to tweet, come find us. Our handle is @TheBigBlueCouch. And we want to thank you again for listening. We look forward to chatting with you again next week on The Big Blue Couch, where life happens.